Jim Curry, Golden Wave Trader, how you doing, man?
Oh, hey, Andy. Good to be back with you again.
Yeah, thank you. Last time we'd spoken, a lot of stuff has happened in the gold market. Let's talk about that real quick, and then let's see where we're going.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we were talking that there were some cycles that were looking for a low into early to mid-February. I think we originally projected a low around mid-January, but then, you know, some of the indications we had after that kind of pushed that forward into February. So we were looking for a February bottom. And I've sent you three charts here, and we can maybe go in to those because this will have a, you know, get a better visual view of what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's do it. The first chart.
Chart number one, the cycle we talked about last time that was due to bottom was a 72-day cycle. It's really the most dominant cycle that we follow in the gold market right now. And dominancy will change over time. Sometimes it goes to a 34-day wave and kind of bounces around. But right now, the 72-day and the 310-day cycle seem to be the most dominant. We had some indications that we were looking for a low into early to mid-February. I think at the time, gold had seen a little bit of a bounce. And I said that we probably had lower lows still out there. But then we would have to look for indications of a bottom as our D trend indicator on this chart number one in the middle. This D trend on the left shows the helps us label the past cycle bottoms. And then the dashed line to the right shows what the cycle kind of looks like projected forward. And it was in bottoming. It had it projecting a low at that time. So we said there was one of two things was going to happen. We like to look to our gold timing index, which typically we like to see it drop below 40 at a key low for gold. You know, that's something that did not happen. It got as low, I think, as about 65. And it, so I mentioned in the report, though, we were in the bottoming range with the cycles. We had to look to price, and we use what I call reversal points. And, you know, most of the indicators that I use, they're things that I've created out of necessity. They're just, I had to think a little bit out of the box to come up with some of this stuff. And basically, each cycle has a reversal level up and down to tell us when the probabilities are that the cycle has troughed or it has peaked. And in our report, we noted, and we had this level for several weeks, we noted that the 2085.60 figure for the April contract was the key figure to the upside. In other words, if we got down below 40 in our gold timing index, the market was a buy. If we did not, if we took out 2085.60, that would negate that, and that we would trigger this upward phase to be back in force. So we took that out, you know, 2 weeks back, week or so, week and a half back. But it took it out, you know, there was no looking back. I mean, that shows you how strong these reversal levels are. When we took it out, I said that the average rallies for this cycle were about 14% when coming off a higher bottom. So we analyzed in the past, we like to look at patterns. So market forms a higher low. What's the average rally? Well, the average rally is about 14%. Low end rally is about 10%. So to us, when we took out 2085.60, that told us we were one up to 2195 to 2270. So, and we hit unexpectedly, really, it was 2203. We hit the low end area very quick. Obviously, we've been in a dip since then. I think it's going to be the dip that we're in is counter trend for reasons I'll go to in a minute. We also look at time with these cycles. So in other words, you know, so if the cycle is going to form a higher low, well, what's the average rally with this thing? How long is it taking? Well, the average rally is about 39 trading days. So if you go to February 14th, the bottom, and you average or add in 39 trading days, that equated to somewhere in early April, and which is kind of corroborated by this D trend. So you can see a D trend is pushing higher. Now, it doesn't mean the cycle has to peak in early April. It can go past that, but we kind of look to minimum. Once we get into that time frame, then we would say, well, is there any indications of a peak forming? We're already seeing some of that because our gold timing index is above its upper reference line right now. But I think there's some other indication we're probably going to have to see. There's, you know, we look at other things, you know, like a divergence has yet to see a divergence. Maybe it'll come down. We get a short-term correction that we're in. You go back to make a higher high. This indicator starts to diverge from price action, and then you get another correction. It's key to track the cycle, and here's why. Once you get into early April, let's say you're testing your maybe 2230, 2250 for gold. Well, you can look at the 72-day moving average and kind of measure your approximate downside risk, because my rule is the cycle is going to revert back to a moving average at the same length about 85 to 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. And so right now you're 2067. Of course, that will be at a higher level as we're going because it's trending upward. But the average corrections tend to be statistically, I think they're about 9 to 11% off the top. So would you get up there, you're going to have a risk for another 9 to 11% decline, probably into the month of May, something like that. And then I think that ends up as counter trend for the reasons going to on chart number two.
That would be a pretty violent decline.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you know, the decline that we saw from the December peak into the February low was kind of in the normal lower end percentage range, but, you know, it didn't let that peak did not last long. It only lasted just a few minutes and the decline lasted forever.
It's like it gets everybody out.
Just like a bad minute. Yeah, that's exactly it. But chart number two shows the 310-day cycle. We've looked at this one, I think, in some of the prior interviews. This cycle was due to bottom out into the autumn of 2023, excuse me. I think it was a peak to trough decline for this was about 14-15%. And noted that the average rallies were about 20 to 24% from the cycle formed a higher low, which is what we were expecting, and it did. And which said that we were going to say 2270, if you can remember that, something, or 2300. If you look, one thing I wanted to post on the chart is that early April line. I've got a vertical line in gray there that I've drawn in. And if you kind of look to the point where it hits that upper dashed blue channel, you get about 2250 plus or minus. So that would be the upside potential into April with the 72-day cycle. Mm-hmm. So if it forms a counter trend decline or a counter trend low, again, which is what we think, then you have the potential, say, for 2250, and that's plus or minus, can be plus or minus. What the channels are drawn in, extrapolations, me drawing the extending the channel, which is the dark thin line, into the near future. They tend to be fairly accurate. So if you get up there and then you can say, well, what is the downside risk? What's the 72-day moving average once you get into that? And also, the last decline took us toward that lower 310-day channel. So we could come back down to that. Again, that would be about a 9 to 12% correction, depending on where you're at. Would anticipate that to end up as counter trend. In other words, it shouldn't take out that 1996 low that we saw back in February. And you want to anticipate a series of higher highs, higher lows, if a bigger cycle is pointing upward. So, and then from there, I think you would maybe a May bottom, something like that, 72-day cycle. And then you shoot higher, firmly higher into what looks to be, if you look at the chart in blue on this vertical line, I've drawn right to the right hard edge of your chart, that goes into late July. And then it hits the point with which where the dashed line, dashed blue, and the red channel, which is a four-year channel, by the way, they kind of meet together or conjunct about 2350. So maybe, you come down and then from there you get to take out a reversal point to the upside like we just did, and then you shoot higher into July. And at that point, this cycle will be looking for a peak again. And then you're looking at a correction of some maybe 15% into tentatively, maybe the spring of next year.
Got it. Wow. So I just want to make sure I get this correct. You're looking at a high. We're going to the indicators so far, and the cycles point to a high sometime in July, and that could be a high.
Ideally,
early next year. Ideally, yeah.
Yeah, ideal. If in a perfect world, we know the market never gives us that. So it peak in June. Yeah. So you have to look to everything. As long as the indicators confirm the action, if we were to get into the middle part of June and we're making higher highs and we're not near the upper channel, I would say maybe we're peaking early. It's possible that this could be happening. Right. That's why I do my reports, so I can give people the most current information. But we like to have a general roadmap. And I would tell anybody that's even listening to my interview to be skeptical, because market analysis never plays out exactly as shown. And sometimes we get lucky and it does for a while. But to look to it as a kind of a roadmap, maybe like a weather forecast, you know, and you know how the weather is. So sometimes it's correct in getting the forecast right, and sometimes they're not. But if it, in a perfect world, we'll go up into April, correct into May, come back up for a higher high into midsummer, and at that point, start to look for indications of some kind of a bigger peak forming.
Yeah, got it. No, totally. Yeah. And it always does change. It's very dynamic, as you mentioned. It's very dynamic.
Cycles are dynamic. You know, it would be great. Even tracking these, even though I've looked at cycles for years, I guess I've tried everything. My God, I've tried everything. He's tried everything. And, you know, you get something and you can get something that semi-works, you know, cycles. A 10-day cycle is not a 10-day cycle. It can be 14 days. It can be 7 days, you know, but over an average over time, we try to get something, and that gives us some kind of an outlook that we do. And then we use the reversal levels and our indicators to kind of give us some the insight of when to take a position, you know, et cetera. And then lastly, if you want to go in short term, I sent you three charts. This is chart number three.
Yeah.
Simply, you know, when we ran up to 2203, at the time, the 10 and 20 day cycles, the short term cycles we were looking were extended and looking for a top. They were looking for a pullback. So they did confirm that a few days later. And basically, we thought we'd get a correction, minimum to drop back to the 10 day moving average. May go on down to the 20 day. Maybe it ends up as like an ABC type move. Maybe you come down here, you go bounce up, and you come back down and hit the 20 day, though the 20 day is moving upward. But I think it's going to play out between now and the next week or so. And this is a counter trend decline. Again, if we look at our 72 day cycle and say, well, the 72 day is up and the 310 day is up. So we didn't assume that this 10 to 20 day correction is going to end up as counter trend. So if that's true, then, you know, you've got maybe the downside risk to a little bit more, maybe as far as the 20-day moving average. I don't think it would go too much below that, though. And it may not even hit that. And then from there, you go back up again into April, early April or later, higher highs. On the lookout for correction, 72-day wave. Turns down into, say, May, and then again a counter trend decline, and then you shoot back up in the summer, then looking for a bigger peak.
Got it. So looking for a bigger peak then in sometime in the early fall.
Mid-fall. Yeah, something like that. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Any other final thoughts you have here going into all of this?
Well, not really, Andy. You know, the stock market is kind of brewing, maybe looking for a correction. We thought it would go higher into mid to late February. It's still making higher highs or hanging around. We think we're going to get a correction in the stock market here in the next few weeks. But we think gold is ultimately going to, you know, go up to the 2300s. And then on or after that, look for some kind of a peak. And then maybe we'll get another higher low with that 310-day cycle and its correction, which is due, by the way, sometime around the spring of next year.
Got it. Okay, great. Jim, thank you so much. You just give a shout out on how people can get in touch with you or use your work?
Yeah, simply just go to goldwavetrader.com and you can get any information that you need on my report. I do two reports. I do one on the stock market. It's called Market Turns. And then I do the Gold Wave Trader. It seems to be more popular these years. So,
got it. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate all your time.
Thank you.
Yep.